Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. I just am finishing editing a YouTube video that will be up today. So go ahead and check that out. I'll leave a link in the description box for that. Also, don't forget that I have listener support. So go ahead and click that little button on the podcast if you guys want to donate and help support the podcast. It would really help me out, and it goes for good cause, for infertility. Anyway, if you don't donate, that's fine. It's just there if you would like to. If you hear background noises, it is my dogs. I have two. This is real life. So with that little intro, let's get into this podcast, shall we? So it is the day after my MRI, which went really, really well yesterday, which is nice. And I actually ended up not going all the way into the machine since they just wanted to look at my pelvic area. The machine only came up about to my chest, I want to say. So my head was poking out, just fucking chilling. Anyway, so Marcus and I go in, and I had taken my diazepam that Dr. Conway had prescribed me before the MRI because, well, hey, this bitch has anxiety. And anxiety's not fun. So we went in, and I was feeling great. The appointment copay actually ended up being $64 cheaper than what we had anticipated, so that was great. They gave us 25% off since we were able to actually pay yesterday, which made me happy, and it made Marcus happy too. Anyway, so we go in, and they have me sign all of these waivers and all this fun shit, whatever. So I go in and I got to keep everything on, but my bra, because it did have a metal underwire, and well, the MRI machine is a huge magnet, so it's kind of pointless to keep on your bra if, you know, you're laying under a big ass magnet. So then I put on that little lovely little hospital gown, like, have you put on, and he took me back and laid me down and, you know, got me all set up with some headphones. I was able to listen to the Beatles on Pandora, which was great. I had to take out all of my jewelry, which I actually did at home. And now I'm having trouble getting a fucking piercing back in my ear, which really hurts. It's the dais, just so you know. It's that one that's kind of like on the inside of your ear and that little, you know. Anyway, whatever. Anyway, so we ended up being at the hospital for an hour because they ended up taking extra images, and I had to have the MRI with and without contrast dye. The contrast dye wasn't bad at all. I didn't have to do an IV for it. He just did what they call a butterfly, and he just poked me with it with the needle part and then took the tube and injected the dye, which actually looks like water, right into my system, and then pulled the butterfly out, bandaged me up, and I was good to go. It wasn't bad at all. He said I did really, really great, and they got some great images, and it was a great study. So we're kind of still hoping that I do have that septum in my uterus. So, you know, here's hoping, pretty much. And then we went to lunch. Marcus fed my face whole because I was so fucking hungry. It was ridiculous because I had to fast. Then we came home and I took a 3-hour nap because I was up at 6:45 because I was so freaking anxious for this. And then we had dinner and then we went back to bed pretty much. So I'm feeling really good today. It's payday for us. Woohoo. Marcus got paid today. And so we're going to pay some bills, adult shit, go do some errands, you know, all of that. And so really that's just kind of our day. Our doctor should get the images back within a couple of days. So we should know how everything went by the 19th because that is our next scheduled appointment with her. Luckily enough, it is just over the phone. I called the fertility clinic yesterday and asked the reception or the nurse, like, is it just over the phone? Do we need to go back up here? What the hell's going on? But it is just over the phone. So there is that. I think that's just about it, really. I mean, there's nothing really more that I can think of that happened yesterday. It was just pretty much an easy day. Marcus ended up actually having yesterday off, so he didn't have to rush through work just to come home and get me to the hospital, which was nice. So we just kind of got to hang out together and all that fun stuff. So I will let you guys go, and I will see you on the next one or whatever. So see you guys later. Bye.